This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Weekend Breakfast with Paul and Ando.
I'd like to say a very big, warm welcome to Connor and Oscar. Mr. Co, good morning and welcome to Joy.
Thank you for having us.
Now, guys, you've got a beautiful, beautiful story. I picked up this email from one of our colleagues, Katie, so thank you, Katie, for this. Just give us a bit of background to your story because you're launching your first single and it's got a beautiful narrative that goes with it.
Yeah, so the first single is actually a song that we wrote for our wedding day back in April this year. So we got engaged 2.5 years ago, yep. Had to reschedule a few times in lockdown. So because we had the time, we went, let's write a song.
You know, and did you write the song during lockdown?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, fantastic. And we'll play the song in a second. Yeah, cool. And how long have you guys been together?
About 8 years.
We met in high school doing our school theatre production of Hairspray.
That's so cute. So I just want to squeeze your cheeks. That is so beautiful. You know, because the queers are often labelled as, you know, the drama or the artsy ones. And there you are. And not just any play, Hairspray.
Yeah, I know. I was playing Link Larkin and he was playing Corny Collins. There's a bit of a plot twist there. But we met each other there, and then from then we did a couple of gigs together, we'd work together here and there, and then we started a business together, and then we got hitched 2 years ago.
Yeah, and once we got married, we went, let's do a duo.
Yeah,
we've got a lifetime now, so let's use it.
Did you perform it live at your wedding?
Yeah, we did. It was really nice. The our guests and that were taken back, and I think when we felt the energy in the room and we saw what the song did, we're like, we should definitely do this as our first single.
Yeah,
what a good way to start.
And how did you approach it? Because are you trained singers, or are you just like, are you like people?
Yeah, trained.
Just, yeah.
Trained singers. Yeah. I've been doing music now since high school, since we were really young. We kind of split up. We work together a lot in these songs. So everything you hear in the song, 95% of it's us.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We did have Dominic, which is our co-producer. He's all the way in Germany. So he worked on it for us.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So all the guitar really and stuff, nice. The guitar and stuff that you hear in it is all Dominic, and the mixing and the mastering was all Dominic as well.
Fantastic. Yeah. And how did you find a producer? Because that must have been a
through
thing.
Through TikTok.
Really?
Yeah. He actually found us.
Yeah.
He messaged out and he goes, I love the story. He saw the live video of the wedding and he goes, I'd love to work on this. And, you know, we were doing it ourselves, but I think you get a bit of clogged brain when you've worked on it for
too
so
close.
Long. We just needed a third opinion to come in at the end and just tweak it up for us. But yeah, he did an amazing job.
That's amazing how someone's found you. That's really. Okay. I don't know if you're on. Are you on TikTok, Ando?
No.
No, I'm not on TikTok either. No,
I actually recommend not having it and deleting it from your device for security purposes.
We're of that generation. But that's amazing. I didn't realize the power of the social media has really.
There's so many now.
Papa so Paul many. Over there. I didn't realize the power of social media.
In terms of trying to find people to do stuff like that.
I know what you mean.
I know exactly how you use your social media. who is the writer?
We both are.
We both are.
Yeah.
So when we like write the songs, I do primarily a lot of the music, bass, the bed stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll put together like chords and licks and so on, and then I'll give that to Connor, and Connor will go away, write melodies, lyrics. He'll arrange it a little bit more. And that's what Connor was saying beforehand. It's like we kind of go separately, mm-hmm. and then bring it together, and then separately and then bring it together. And that's how we build the structure of the song. And then once we have something that we can sort of work with together, we'll build off that. It's a little bit sort of like a Lego process. Like we just sort of stack on top of that main idea.
So it's like, get in your bedroom, you do your bit and I'll do mine in the kitchen. Like, get in your room.
That's pretty much it.
Literally. And, you know, if we've got a really busy day at work, we come home, we just have an hour turn each, and that's the best part about being a duo is you have two.
Yeah. So I've got to ask, I ask this to all sort of singer-songwriters, what comes first, the lyric or the melody? Because as a kid, I used to do a whole lot of poetry and stuff, and then when you put it to music, I'd often just pick up a line and then I'd put a melody to the lyric. Which way around do you do it?
I would say it's different every time, but for this one specifically, it was definitely the melody. The melody came first.
Yeah.
And then when we heard the melody and we had some lyrics come out of our mind and we started writing them down, I'm like, oh, this is like literally a precursor to us. So I said, let's go with that idea, and we did.
And have you working on single number two?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's coming out March next year. And we've got an album coming out September next year.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Yeah. All of your own stuff.
Yeah.
A whole album.
Wow. Yeah.
A whole album. Yeah.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's taken us a fair bit to put all the songs together. But like while we're in lockdown, what else are we going to do?
Yeah, why not?
So we just write tracks.
Hey, I want to rewind a sec. You said something before around chords and was it licks?
Yeah.
What's a lick?
Oh, just like musical licks. So like it could be just like a saxophone line or a piano line or a
and
guitar.
And they call that a lick.
Oh, man. Maybe that's maybe last week we were talking about, well, I often talk about what constructs or what goes together to make up a good pop song. And I called them twiddly bits.
Twiddly. And I wonder if, like where the synth comes in or something.
Yeah. I wonder if lick is the professional term for the twiddly bit.
I feel like twiddly bit, lick, and then like hook. That's the way that, if you want to translate all the way, the real term is a hook. And that's sort of what Connor does. Connor and I sort of share that a little bit, but Connor generally writes hooks and lyrics and stuff like that. Yeah.
Hmm. There you go. See, it's a professional thing. We were talking about ABBA songs because Ando doesn't like ABBA.
Does that make me any less gay?
But ABBA obviously makes such amazing songs with twiddly bits that go on that make them brilliant, which are the hooks and the licks.
Yeah.
I'm we're rolling here.
Do you like ABBA?
Yeah. Gimme. You gotta give it gimme.
Yeah, they're good. On a night out, if you get a good remix in there, they're good fun.
Oh, come on, Connor, they're best for everyday use.
See, first of all, Paul, I'd like to point out they need to be remixed. You need to be out. In other words, implied special lemonade.
Yeah.
A few special lemonades under the belt.
Yep.
To even and then I've got fans here.
Shocker.
Hey, we want to hear. It's about time we hear this track. What a beautiful song.
It's a beautiful song. Well done. So it really is. So it really is stunning.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Cheers.
It's good. It's really good. It means a lot to us, and it's kind of a way for us to let people into our lives a little bit more.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If people want to download it, can they get it from their usual download place?
Yeah, so Spotify, it will be out to stream next Thursday, the 1st of December.
Mm-hmm.
We have a music video coming out on the 11th as well, just to kind of follow it up.
A film clip?
Yeah, from our wedding.
Yeah.
What a great idea.
Yes!
So we did it like a little home video type vibe. Yeah, so it's really, really, really cool.
And have you done the editing yourself?
No, we got someone to do it.
Not someone from Germany, no.
No, this Argentina. One's from Argentina.
No!
Really? Yeah. International projects, that's amazing.
It's good. It's good working out like with people overseas as well. Get a different kind of opinion on how they want to do it.
Yeah.
Fantastic. No, what you do is let me have the links and we can post them out on our socials so people can download it. But congratulations. It's a wonderful, wonderful story.
Thank you so much.
For people playing at home, Connor and sorry, I've forgotten your name.
Oscar.
Sorry, I'm looking. I'm looking so much in love. And
stop touching each other in the studio.
Ando. It's a beautiful song. Mystico, spelled MISTERCO. So well done. Tonight's the song, and it's a beautiful song. We'll play the whole thing next week for you.
Thank you
for stopping by.
Thanks for having us. Cheers.
Thanks for joining. And we can't wait to see the video.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.